This is a download from BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
You're listening to The Morning Run with Lynn, Roshan and Noel. 8:46 a.m. Monday the 29th of June, and in about 15 minutes we're bringing you the KLCI opening numbers and market insights with Kingsley Jones, Chief Investment Officer of Jevons Global. But in the meantime, we're talking about the Prime Minister's move to remove the Dewan Rakyat Speaker, because over the weekend, Tan Sri Mohd Arif Mohd Yusof confirmed that Prime Minister Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin is seeking to replace him as the Dewan Rakyat Speaker.
Yes, Tan Sri Mohd Arif told the Malay Mail that the Prime Minister has submitted a motion for both his removal and that of one of his deputies, Ng Kong Ming, who is the Teluk Intan MP and DAP member. The other deputy, Batupat MP Mohd Rashid Hasnon, is not affected. He was a member of PKR and left with Azmin Ali, who's now with Bersatu. The motion is set to be tabled on July 13th when Parliament reconvenes.
So this morning we speak to Lim Wei Jet, constitutional lawyer, to better understand the implications of this motion. Thank you very much for joining us this morning, Wei Jet. In parliamentary convention, when typically does the Dewan Rakyat Speaker position fall vacant?
Number one, if he or she resigns. Number two, if the Dewan Rakyat Speaker passes away. Number three, if the House of Parliament is dissolved by the Prime Minister. Number four, it is when the Dewan Rakyat Speaker is disqualified under Article 57, which means that, you know, if he is in the board of directors of a company or is involved in business, then you are disqualified as being a speaker. And now this really underscores the importance of the independence of the speaker. And number five is obviously what we have today, if the Dewan Rakyat resolves to remove the speaker from his position.
So is the move to remove the Speaker and Deputy valid?
It's constitutional. It is provided under Article 57. But Dewan Rakyat must have a simple majority to remove the Speaker to support this motion. So it remains to be seen whether Perikatan Nasional has the numbers to remove Tan Sri Arif as Speaker.
Right. And can the Speaker refuse to entertain a motion for his removal?
Well, in my view, you cannot. If a professional and a speaker with integrity like Tan Sri Arif will no doubt entertain such motion, because it goes to the very core of his legitimacy to preside over the Dewan Rakyat. So he will allow that motion to be tabled and voted upon, I believe.
So what about the fact that both the Speaker and the Deputy Speaker are subject of this proposal for removal? Who would then oversee this motion?
I think the Speaker himself will oversee this. It's a matter of voting, and I don't think that's conflict of interest of any sorts in my view. I think that the Speaker himself can preside over this motion.
And when it comes to this situation, right, there's a motion to remove the Speaker, and there's also a no-confidence motion against the Prime Minister. In your view, which motion takes precedence here?
Now, this is a tricky one, and I think it's unprecedented in constitutional history, and I stand corrected on that. But in my view, at this moment, I would think that the motion of no-confidence to remove the Prime Minister would be a matter of priority over the motion to remove Speaker, only because the motion to remove the Speaker is tabled by the Leader of the House, i.e. the Prime Minister. So if the very legitimacy of that position of Prime Minister is being questioned by a vote of no confidence, that should go first and be determined first before the motion to remove the Speaker. That is my view at this moment.
It appears that this move to remove the Speaker and the Deputy seem to be quite political. But how would you rate Tan Sri Mohd Arif's performance so far as Speaker?
Well, he has been one of the most fair, independent and professional Speaker that we have had since independence. I mean, he has booted out the Pakatan Harapan politicians for, you know, disobeying parliamentary orders and proceedings. He has done the same for Perikatan Nasional. So one can obviously see a marked difference between his performance and the previous speakers before this, which were career politicians. You know, I think one of the best things that Pakatan Harapan did was to appoint an independent ex-civil servant in the form of Tan Sri Arif to be the Dewan Rakyat Speaker, because he's impartial, he's neutral. And I think his performance for the past 22 months has proven that. And it's really a shame that there's this move to remove him at this juncture, for reasons that we all know too well, the motion was only to remove Tan Sri Arif and Ngah Kuo Ming and not Abdul Rashid Hasnon, which is aligned to the Perikatan National Government. It is very clear that what the Prime Minister is seeking to do is to remove Tan Sri Arif as Speaker and to install a Speaker which is pliant to the government of the day and would probably not allow the motion of no confidence to be tabled and voted upon. We don't need to look far. The previous Speaker refused to entertain the motion of no confidence to remove Najib at one point in time. That same thing can repeat in these parliamentary sessions for the years to come.
And that leads me into my next question, Wajid, because there has been a lot of conversation over whether or not replacing the current Speaker would mean that a no-confidence motion wouldn't hit the floor in this parliamentary sitting. So considering that Tan Sri Arif was the one to accept the no-confidence motion to be seen at this parliamentary sitting, the upcoming one, if he is replaced as Speaker before the no-confidence motion goes to the floor, can a new Speaker then decide not to entertain it entirely?
Yes. I mean, it is the prerogative of the Speaker of the day to entertain a motion of no confidence. So if Tan Sri Arif is removed and another Speaker is installed who, you know, sees this vote of no confidence as being illegitimate or being in the least priority in the order of bills or motions to be presented before day or night yet, then we may never see that motion of no confidence resurface to be voted in the Dewan Raya. So that could very well happen, and that could very well be the very intention of removing Tan Sri Arif. So it is very possible that that will happen.
Thank you very much for your insight this morning, Wajid. And that was Lim Wajid, constitutional lawyer, giving us some insight into this latest move by the Prime Minister to potentially replace the current Dewan Rakyat Speaker. And I think the fact that this motion only applies to Tan Sri Muhammad Arif and Ngah Kuo Ming, both of whom are not precisely aligned to the current government, does indicate, you know, as Wajid pointed out, the fact that this is really looking to place a Speaker in the Dewan Rakyat who is more amenable to the current government.
I honestly do feel like I'm watching an episode of House of Cards right now. We should make a Malaysian version for sure. But speaking of, you know, when we talk about this situation, you can't help but talk about politics. And if we look at our poll this morning, who do you back for Prime Minister? Right now, we've got 44% saying Dato' Sri Anwar Ibrahim. Just for clarity, we put three options there. Anwar Ibrahim, Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin and Dato' Sri Shafi Abdal, with a fourth option being someone else. 25% have voted for someone else, 17% for Muhyiddin Yassin and 14% for Shafi Abdal. So I think this has been consistent with other BFM polls that we've run, that Anwar Ibrahim has been holding that lead there.
Yeah, so appointing an independent speaker like Tan Sri Arif was obviously meant to strengthen our institutions, right? So reversing the decision and appointing someone who is politically aligned with some parties, you know, the biggest losers will be Malaysians.
Yeah, and we saw that in other places, right? We saw that in GLCs as well, putting in non-political connected individuals to run those GLCs, whether they were chairperson or the chief executive. And it was very refreshing to see. Obviously, over the last few months, we've seen the reverse, and that's just fact, right? We've seen chairmanships being appointed to various individuals for whatever reason that may be.
Yeah, and I think, you know, Wajid harkened back to the days of, I think, Tan Sri Pandika Amin Mulia, who was the previous Dewan Rakyat Speaker, and also, I think, and still is, an UMNO Supreme Council member. And it's very disheartening to see that an independent speaker could potentially lose out on the position to be replaced by someone more amenable to the government of the day, because it doesn't really matter, you know, who the government is. You want the speaker to facilitate conversations and to facilitate debate within the House so that debate can become more robust, compromises can be reached that benefit ultimately the majority of the Malaysian people.
Yeah, and I mean, the thing is, they had 22 months of Tan Sri Arif, and I mean, all said and done, I wish we would have seen more legislation passed through the floor, because I think we've missed out on quite a bit. And simple things that we could have done, simple like two-term limits and making sure that like the anti-hopping laws, these all could have been done within Pakatan's 2 years in office, and they had the majority to get these things passed. But I mean, a lot of things just didn't go through. Things like protecting the splitting the AG and the public prosecutor's office.
Yeah, and I think the question now of majority is really going to be the biggest question that going into this parliamentary sitting starting in mid-July, because no one is quite certain of the numbers of each particular camp, right? If you tally up what's been said before, we wind up with maybe a total of 240 MPs as opposed to the 222 we supposedly do have. So it's going to, I think a lot of this is going to be quite up in the air, and it'll be a parliamentary sitting to remember, certainly.
Yeah, so the biggest question now is Pakatan Harapan, who is their candidate as Prime Minister. So they have pushed forward Shafi Abdal. But, you know, the question is whether more MPs will be aligned to Pakatan Harapan mm-hmm. Plus. As a result of this, I'm not sure. And of course, it's interesting to see what PKR is going to do next.
Yeah, because Shafi Abdal was mooted by Amanah DAP with Tun M involved there. Let's see what Anwar Ibrahim and PKR think of this.
Absolutely. So right now, though, we are heading into the 9 o'clock news bulletin. And up next, the KLCI opening numbers and market insights with Kingsley Jones, Chief Investment Officer of Jevons Global, based in Canberra. So stay tuned to BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.